The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. Then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I will do it. Be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. And Jesus said to him, "See that you tell to no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The Gospel of the Lord. Here's a question for our young people as well as our old people as well. And those who fall in between the two brackets. That means all of us. Did you ever meet a leper? You hear the gospel? Were you paying attention? I did. I saw him this morning when I looked in the mirror. I was looking at a mirror in this morning when I was shaving. Did you ever see a leper? When was the last time you looked in the mirror? You were looking at a leper. You ought to take a selfie and put it on FB, huh? Take a selfie, put it on Facebook and say, "Welcome to the leper club." Is what you have to learn how to do in your meditations as well as the Bible reading is to go from the physical to the spiritual. Those who study literature are able to do that pretty easily, to go from the symbol to the reality. But in the Bible, to go from the physical reality there to the spiritual. And I say that I was looking at a leper because today we studied original sin. I was born with original sin, and so were you. But Mary was not. Consequently, being born with original sin and sinners, we are all lepers. We're all lepers. I'd like to tell you two or three leper stories. I have a lot of leper stories. First one is this. We have a pretty well-educated group this afternoon, I have to say. A very erudite group, if I could use a more technical word. Have any of you ever heard of Molokai? At least Maria Castillo. Okay, at least one. A resounding yes, they have. How many here have heard of Molokai? Okay. How many of you have heard of Saint Damien? Okay. How many of you have ever heard of Hawaii? Okay. We're expanding our field of knowledge here. Okay. Going from the person to the geographical question, huh? Well, if you don't know, there was a man who lived about 100 years ago. He was born, he was a Dutchman, And he became a priest. And he was the son of farmers. And when he became a priest, he wanted to become a missionary, and he wanted to go to work with the lepers. So his superior gave him permission to go to an island that was called Molokai, which is still present if you go to Hawaii. And he was working with these lepers that were basically thrown into that island like trash, okay? You get rid of trash, just threw them like trash. And he went there because he wanted them to recognize their great dignity. Their great dignity, that they were created in the image and likeness of God. So he went there, he was the only priest there. And he suffered so much saying, "Send me another priest. I'm lonely here." But he had a really deep relationship with Jesus and Mary. And he prayed, and he worked, and he set up, he was a very strong man. He built houses, and he built buildings, and he built a chapel, and he basically loved these lepers. He loved the little children. He loved the older ones, the younger ones. He just loved them to death. And he always found a reason to excuse their bad manners, because sometimes they had a lot of bad manners. He loved these people. Now, none of you raised your hand, you said you saw a leper. I said I saw a spiritual leper. But if you see a real physical leper, it's like watching a monster movie. Okay? You ever see a monster movie? Just a monster movie. There's a leper has these, it's a disease that eats away at your fingers and then at your nose and then at your lips and then your tongue, then your vocal cords. Starts to eat away at the extremities of your body. And there are two types. One is that the leprosy basically eats away at you up to a certain point and leaves you as a monster. Leaves you as a monster. The full leprosy is basically you rot to death. Okay? You rot to death. Like you put an apple on your table and then you go to Mexico for 4 weeks or 5 weeks and your house is really hot, that what's going to happen to that apple? It's going to just rot. That would be the full extent of the leprosy. So as soon as he arrived, he said, "We lepers." But let me tell you, his greatest suffering was there was no priest or bishop on the island. What does that mean? Do you think that I could go into my room and look in the mirror and confess to myself? Can I do that? And I say, "Father Broom, I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen." Would that be a valid confession? No. You can't do that. You got to go to confession to a priest. So he had no priest on the island. So guess what he did? If you saw the movie, it's one of the most touching scenes in the whole movie. There would be a ship, and on the ship there'd be a bishop or a priest. And they could not disembark for fear of getting the disease and bringing it back to their other, where they lived. So he got into a rowboat, and he rowed and rowed and rowed and rowed out to where the ship was. Then the priest was on deck. He said, "Father, can I go to confession?" "What? Can I go to confession?" "Yes, but I can't get off the ship." "Well, I'm right here. I'll yell my sins out to you." So from his little rowboat, he yelled his sins up to the priest and the other people there on board. How many of you like to come here to confess your sins to the microphone, huh? Who's the first one to volunteer? None of you. Because it's very embarrassing, our sins at times. Our sins are embarrassing. And it causes a lot of shame. But he actually did that. I'll tell you why. He could not live with a bad conscience. Amen? He could not live with a bad conscience. Can you? I can't either. Having a bad conscience is like having hell on earth. It's like living in hell. That's why Shakespeare in Macbeth says, conscience doth make cowards of all of us. Conscience doth make cowards of all of us. What does that mean? In the quiet of your room, you can't live with your conscience. You're going to have to turn on the music, some type of distraction, get on your cell phone. You're running away from your conscience. That's why Father Damien had to live with a clean conscience. And that's one fruit that Mary wants all of you young people to have. The Immaculate Conception. The Immaculate Conception. Mary never committed even one small sin. Mary wants us to cleanse our consciences so that we can live at peace and live a lot of joy and bring a lot of peace and joy to others. So today, as we meditate upon the lepers, let's recognize that we are a leper. But good news, there's a doctor in the house. And that doctor is Jesus Christ. Amen.